All right, our statement's going to say that we believe Jesus Christ died according to the scriptures in our stead and for our sake, bearing the penalty of our sins, absorbing and satisfying the wrath of God against us, canceling the record of debt against us, disarming and triumphing over the devil and his demons. We believe in the resurrection of the crucified body of our Lord, in his ascension into heaven, and in his present life there for us as the reigning Lord, High Priest, and Advocate. All right, so this is pretty straightforward. I'm guessing everyone in here knows something about death and resurrection of Jesus, but I don't want to belittle it. Paul says it's of the greatest importance in 1 Corinthians 15. He flat out says it. He says, I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. And so, I got 5 minutes to do these things, and I try to rush through them. What I'm going to highlight here, I want to make sure you guys understand what the word propitiation means. Spencer taught about it on the Good Friday service. I don't know how many of you guys were there. You can find it online. But essentially what it's going to mean is it's a sacrifice that satisfies God's wrath, and it leads to our unmerited favor. And so that's really important, because it's not just a theological term that people say to describe something. It's actually in the Bible. And so to understand propitiation, I have to understand that to be able to understand passages like Romans 3:25 that actually uses it, where he says that God gave Jesus as a propitiation to show his righteousness and to show himself just. And so I have to understand what that word means to fully understand God's righteousness and to understand that he's just. And also that goes along with understanding his love. 1 John 4:10 says this. It says, in this is love, not that we ourselves have loved God, but that he sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. And so we understand love based on that Jesus was a satisfaction of God's wrath. And so As Sam's probably dealing with strongholds today, and I just want to take these two things and just encourage that to you guys, that if you're struggling with knowing God's righteousness or his justice or his love, the first thing I would encourage you to do is to start meditating and seeking in the scriptures that what Jesus did when he satisfied God's wrath, what that entailed. I just wanted to highlight one little thing here in our statement out of all these great statements. But it says that God canceled the record of debt against us, and he disarmed and triumphed over the devil and his demons. And so I'm going to bring you guys to Colossians 2:14 and 15 to tie this up. But it says, having wiped out the certificate of indebtedness against us with the decrees which were opposed to us, he also has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross, having disarmed the rulers and the authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, having triumphed over them by it. So what happens here is Christ cancels the evidence against us by his blood. And that's why we get so many great verses like, who can bring any charge against God's elect? There's just so many things like that, because it's so practical. These things I'm dealing with aren't so much things that are outside that are just false doctrines. These are things that we deal with daily, struggling with guilt and shame that are beyond what we're meant to, because we're not always properly evaluating the blood and its worth and how much it means for us and what all we have in that. And I'd also just include, even to the point of overcoming power of death, because Hebrews 2 says, since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and here's such a key verse, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. And so even to that point, that we don't even fear death anymore because of what we have in Jesus dying and resurrecting. And so, and like I said, this is 5 minutes, this is like two or three small things that we have in the death and in the resurrection. And I've actually done this before. I'd encourage you guys to do it, but just make lists, and there's just dozens and dozens of blessings and favor and things that we have, just to see what do we actually have in the death of Jesus. It's so much more than just I get to go to heaven. It's so much more than that. What do I have now? What do I have in the future? What has he done? And I just want to end this. Sam's going to preach. We're going to do more. After the service, me and Spencer are here. We're the last ones here every single Sunday. And I'd encourage you guys, if you're struggling with anything here, if it's a an abundance of guilt or shame or a fear of death or struggling with a sin now, whatever it is, come talk to me and Spencer, or even Sam, and if you want. And I'd say what I'm going to do is I'm going to take whatever situation you're in, and through the scriptures, I'm going to show you, hopefully, how what situation you're in ties into what Jesus paid for at the cross. I'm going to bring you back to the cross through faith and show you what grace he gave to you in that, and hopefully, you know, that's the healing you're going to find through the cross and the resurrection. So.